Zainov, 11th of August, Rabbi Yitzchok Mordechai Chizik, Binyan Beis Hamikdash.
Good morning, everybody. As Hashem, we're always hopeful. Before Tisha B'Av, we always hope that the Tisha B'Av will turn and change into a day of Yom Tov. And we need to know the halachas of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Even though Chazal tell us that Bais HaShlishi will be built Eish Min HaShamayim, more about that later, perhaps if we learn some of the halachas, we'll be Zoicha Lirois and Lehonois Me'oiro. We'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, he writes that the mitzvah asay of building Beis HaMikdash is to have a bayis, muchon, prepared, Leois makrivim boya karbonos, to makriv karbonos, v'choygin elov sholosh pom bashona, and to go and do oile regel 3 times a year. That's how the Rambam sets out what the purpose of having a Beis HaMikdash is. Later, he says in Halacha Yud Beis, Ein boinin es HaMikdash balayla. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash by night. Shenema, as it says, ubayoyim hokim es HaMishkon, the day they established the Mishkan. We learn many halachas out from the Binyan HaMishkan, we compare that to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, B'yoyim, and we learn from there, B'yoyim makimin v'loy balayim. At the end of the same halacha, the Rambam says, V'hakoil chayovin, everyone is chayov, livnois on the side, everyone has to take part in building and supporting ba'atzmon, by themselves, with their bodies, with their money. Anoshim v'noshim kemikdash HaMikdash. Men and women, just like it was in the Mikdash HaMidbar and the Mishkan. So the Kasha is, all the Mephoroshim ask the Kasha, if the Rambam said, beginning of the Halacha, that you can't build the Beis Mikdash by night, that ain't boin in Mikdash Balailo, because it says, B'yoyim hokim es HaMishkan, so how can you say later on, the same Halacha, that Anoshim v'Noshim, everyone's Mechuyiv, L'choyru should be a Mitzvah Seisha Azman Goroma, can't do it by night, and Noshim should be Peturois. That's the kasha all the Mephoroshim ask on the Rambam. The same halacha, he says that you can't build it by night, and he says anoshim v'noshim achayev. How can it be? So it could be this will bother the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah on the side says you have mekoyrus in the psukim. We have sources in the psukim. By the Mishkan it says vayuvoyu anoshim al hanoshim, and it also says vayasu kol isho chacham aslev biyodeh tovu. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that by the Mishkan we see quite clearly that the women took an active part in building the Mishkan. What he means to say is, the Kesef Mishnah, there are mitzvahs, asay shazman groma, there are exceptions, that women are mechuyav. Beis Medoch, matzah, hakel, kiddush. There are various mitzvahs, asay shazman groma, which women are mechuyav. Kesef Mishnah L'Chori wants to point out that since by the Mishkan we find the women took a role in building the Mishkan, that should show that even though it's a Zman Groma, it would seem to be a Mekoyer that women are also Mechuyev in the building. Derech Agav, in one of the Knesia Gedolas in Vienna before the war, the Imre Emes happened to be passing by, Rabbi Chonah Wasserman was talking to Aaron Kotler. They have the Shmuz got off this Kesef Mishnah and this topic, and they asked the Kasha, the Rabbi Chonah and Rabbi Anna the Kasha, that women, how can you say in the Pasuk that they donated from their own money? Because the Rambam says, Echai b'mamoinom and b'gufom. How can donate from their own money? The Pasuk, we know we have a rule that Maisi Adayim belongs to the husband. Maisi Adayim is always the ish. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that you can't go and ask from an ish or tzedakah unless it's a davar mu'ud. If it's a small amount, you can ask tzedakah from an ish. Otherwise, you shouldn't ask it for money for tzedakah. Because Maisi Adayim lebala. So they were handling that kasha. And the Imre Emes walked past, and he said to them, I don't see the kasha. The whole reason why Maisei Adayim is Lebala, the Gemara says, is because Tachas Mezoinus. It's an exchange, because the husband pays for Mezoinus for his wife, therefore her Maisei Adayim, her work of her hands, belongs to the husband. But in the Midbar, where the Mishkan was built, they got the Mezoinus direct from Hashemayim. There was Mon, so therefore there was no Takona, there was no Maisei Adayim, Tachas Mezoinus, because the Mon came directly from Hashemayim. Agav, that kasha is actually asked by the soprano. The soprano actually says, that because vayovoyu ho anoshim al hanoshim, the husbands came with, that's actually why they came with. They came with to see how much they were giving, to make sure they were giving the right amount, to give the heksha as well, to see. And because they were giving brashus balom, therefore it was okay to give mimon moinom. That's derech agav. But we're coming back to the main noisa. So we see from the Kesef Mishnah that although building the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdosh would be a mitzvah seishas malgur, you can't do it by night, or in Pasuk state they did it, and therefore that would be a raya that women are machuyev. But achuyev, it's very shver, this Kesef Mishnah. Just because the Noshim took part in building HaMishkan doesn't prove they were machuyev. It says the Pasuk that they did it. The women, cholchach maslei, beyodei otovu, vayevoi Noshim al HaNoshim, it doesn't prove that they were machuyev. Maybe they did it, but get there, ain't a mitzvah voice. Maybe they weren't machuyev, and they still did it. Where's the raya from here? It doesn't say in the Pasuk anywhere that Hashem told Moshe that the Anoshim and Noshim are chayovin. Maybe it's just men were machuyev, and the women did it, but get there, ain't a mitzvah voice. What's the proof from there? How can the Kesef Mishnah bring that as a proof to the Rambam that women are machuyev, seeing as it's a mitzvah seishas mangrov? So it's a very interesting choices. In Gittin, Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara says over there in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei, that Noshim are pesulois from writing tefillin. They can't write tefillin. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ukesharton Ukesavton. Only those who are part of the Keshira, who are chelik in the mitzvah of Keshira, have a chelik in the mitzvah of Kesiva. Women who are not a chelik of Keshira, they can't do Kesiva. It says to Isvas, it can't omer Rabbeinu Tam. And here Rabbeinu Tam says, it's not just a rule by tefillin. It's a rule by all mitzvahs, says to Isvas. Any mitzvah which a woman is not mechuyev in, she can't be the one to create the mitzvah. Tosfos brings two examples. Tosfos says tzitzis. Women are not allowed to make tzitzis. Why? Because they're not barasir, they're not chayav in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore, they're not able to even make tzitzis, to buy tzitzis. Tosfos also says lulav as well. They can't be oyged lulav. Why? Because they're not chayav belulav. So you see from Rabbeinu Tam that it's a klal in all the mitzvahs. Any mitzvah which a woman is not mechuyev, she's not able to shav, to create the goof of the mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer comes along, and the Chasam Sofer says, hang on a second, it doesn't seem to be a rule all over Shas. Veis medoch, says Chasam Sofer, that a moshel mitzvah smila, a woman is not mechuyev to lomun espanosh, she has no chiyev to do bris mila to her son, the Gemara Kedushin says, no mitzvah. Nevertheless, according to one man to Oma, if she does bris mila, it's a kosher mila. Gemara Avodah Zorah says that if a woman is mal her son, then even though she's not mechuyev, it still works. So what's the getter? When is it that they're not mechuyev and they can still do it, and when not? How does that work? Says Chasam Sofer, it all depends on one key ingredient. Lishmo. Any mitzvah that requires lishmo, if someone is not mechuyev, a woman is not mechuyev, she cannot insert the essence of lishmo into the mitzvah. So he says, lamoshel tefillin, tzitzis, these things require lishmo, and therefore, a woman can't make tefillin and can't also make tzitzis. Or by the Moshe, by Bismillah, but there's no inyan of lishmo, says Chasam Sofer, therefore, even though she's not mechuyev, she's still able to perform the mitzvah. Efshe kemazon, that by Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, what was our kasha? The Kesef Mishnah says that women are mechuyev to build the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdosh. Why? Because the Pasuk says they did it. So we asked, just because they did it, it's not a raya they were mechuyev. Just because the women actually built the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mishkan, is nishka raya they were mechuyev. Efshekem and Zogan, maybe you can say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this Rabbeinu Tam that we just said, that any mitzvah which requires lishmo, any mitzvah which requires lishmo, if you're not mechuyev in that mitzvah, you cannot perform that mitzvah, you can't even make it. By the Mishkan, the Rambam says, and Beis HaMikdosh, it's a din lishmo, you have to build it lishmo, and you have to use avon, and you have to use the stones which were specially hewn out of rocks, hewn out of the quarries and the mountains, lishmo. Memela, because Binyan Beis HaMikdosh and Binyan Mishkan requires lishmo, therefore, if not for the fact that women were mechuyev, they wouldn't be able to do it bechlam. So the Kesef Mishnah has got a very good raya, because since Binyan HaMishkan needs lishma, and the Pasuk says that women did the mitzvah, must be they were mechuyev, otherwise it can't be that they would have built the Mishkan. That's the Kesef Mishnah's Mahalach. But the emes is, most of the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim argue on the Kesef Mishnah. And they say, for various reasons, as we're going to explain, that the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh and Binyan HaMishkan is actually not a mitzvah seishas man. And the proof is very simple. The Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalev, it's a sugyo of all the mitzvah seishas ma'agromas. The Gemara goes through the various different examples. And the Gemara there brings exceptions. The Gemara there talks about the exceptions to the rule when women are mechuyev to do mitzvah seishas ma'agrom. The Moshe Gemara brings mitzvah matzah, the mitzvah of hakel, the mitzvah of simcha and yom tov. The Gemara brings various different things which are zaman goroma, they're time bound. And nevertheless, women are mechuyev. And there's no mention in the Gemara of binin hamishkan or binin beis hamikdash. According to the Kesef Mishnah, the Gemara should have mentioned binin hamishkan. It's also an exception. It's another example of a zaman goroma which women are mechuyev. So the emphasis is that the Torah Evan comes along already with a very, very big yesod, very geshmaki yesod, a very important fundamental idea in the whole concept of what's called a time-bound mitzvah. And he says, based on this concept, binyan beis hamikdash is not the mitzvah of Shemayim. And he explains as follows. He's actually talking about Torah Evan, written by the Shagas Aryeh, he's actually talking about the following mitzvah. Mila. The Gemara Kiddushin brings the pasuk, Kashet Tziva Oisoi Elohim. Gemara learned Dashan's Oisoi Veloi Oiso, that only men are mechuyev to do bris milah to their sons, and the mothers of women are not mechuyev. So Tosfos asks over there on the spot, why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk of Oisoi Veloi Oiso? Why do you have to have a pasuk to be memayit noshin from bris milah? Tepu klei, I can know it anyway because it's a mitzvah seishas ma'agroma, because you can't do bris milah at night. Why does Gemara have to bring a pasuk? So the Torah comes along over there, and he says the Yesoid, and we're going to borrow his Yesoid, the Gaba Binyan, Beis HaMikdash. He says to Rebbe Nazoi, there's not every mitzvah which you're potter from doing at night makes it as a man grover. And he explains as follows. Take a mitzvah such as tzitzis or tefillin. Tzitzis and tefillin, says to Rebbe, is a new mitzvah every single day. If I do it today, doesn't pat me for doing it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow as well. Every day is a new mitzvah. Every night is a stop in the mitzvah, and it starts fresh tomorrow. Says Torah Evan, such a mitzvah, it's chayiv by day. Every single day it's chayiv new. By night it's potter. That makes it time bound. That makes it a time bound mitzvah. Oh, but Zokta Torah Evan, a mitzvah like bris milah, which is a one off mitzvah. It's a one off mitzvah. Once you do it, you're potter. If I would do it today, I have no chiyuv tomorrow. Says to Rebbe, pshat is, that mitzvah, it's not pshat a new mitzvah every single day. It's this, today comes back the same mitzvah of yesterday. Because I didn't do it yesterday, or the day before. It's not a new mitzvah, it's one mitzvah. It's what he calls mitzvah so pa'amachas. It's a mitzvah which applies once. Therefore, says to Rebbe, by night, it's not pshat that by night, you're potter from the mitzvah. It's by night, he says, it's titled like a pause. It's a pause in the mitzvah, and tomorrow the same mitzvah of yesterday comes back. Same mitzvah yesterday comes back, just by night it goes on hold, it goes on pause. And therefore that means that by night there's not a zman goroma. Let me explain a bit deeper. Shtikl tifa. By tefillin, let's say the Torah would have said to wear tefillin by day and by night. Lo mazakot. So when would you wear it? By day, by night, the whole time. You would be marba, you would have do much more of the mitzvah, much more zaman. Now the Torah came along and said, no, just do it by day and not by night. That means you're minimizing the zaman ha-mitzvah. It's only by day, not by night. By mitzvah like bris milah, even if the Torah would have said to do it by night, you're not going to increase the time of the mitzvah. You're going to increase the opportunity when to do this one-off mitzvah. You're not going to increase the time to do the mitzvah. You're not going to do it by day and by night and by day. You'll do it once. So when the Torah said, don't do it by night, the Torah is not limiting the time of the mitzvah. The Torah is limiting the opportunity when you can do the mitzvah. But you don't do it by day, you only do it once anyway. Says Torah Evan, such a mitzvah, which is only mitzvoso b'pam achas, you do it once, v'suloi, and every single day the same old mitzvah comes back, that's not called a zman goroma. That might be called a limit in the opportunity when you can perform this mitzvah, but that's not called a zman goroma. So he's not the Torah Evan. The Meila, coming back to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. According to the Torah Evan's idea, the Chayra, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Binyan HaMishkan, is also a type of mitzvah, which is mitzvoso b'pam achas. You do it once. Once it's built, It's built. It's not a chiyuv every single day. It's not a chiyuv every single day, a new mitzvah, like by tefillin, like by tzitzis. It's the same mitzvah coming back every single time. Once the Beit HaMikdash is built, that's it. So, b'meila, according to Re'evan, it comes out that even though b'nei Beit HaMikdash, you can't do it by night, but that doesn't make it into a Zman Grom. That makes it just that by night, as we explained by B'Slila, it goes on pause. And the next day, the same mitzvah of yesterday comes back. Because it's a one-off mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah shtendig, a mitzvah tamidi, which is nimsheches. It's not a mitzvah which continues. So lechoira, that would be a very nice pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, a women are mechuyev to build a mishkan, build a mishamikdosh, even though you can't do it by night. Oh, but lechoira, there's a very interesting shaila, chakira even, about the whole mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. It's one of these yeshiva shechakiras where they clear, and the achronim clear as follows. This mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, what exactly is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to actually build the beis hamikdash, the physical element of actually going there, building, volunteering, donating the binyan beis hamikdash, what they call the ma'aseh binyan line, the actual binyan beis hamikdash? Other, like the achronim want to call it, the mitzvah is lihiyos bonui. It should be built. To have a Beis HaMikdosh built. Like the Rambam starts off, he says, what's the mitzvah straight to Rambam? Muchon, you should have a bias, muchon lihiyos makrivim bo kavolos. That means, according to this tzav, it's not just a one-off mitzvah to build it, and that's it. Once you've built it, the mitzvah's finished. Nay, it could be the mitzvah. It's like a shtendig, tamidi mitzvah to have a bias built and to maintain it. And even once it's built, there's still a mitzvah to have it built. According to this tzav, if you were to say that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is not to build it, v'zehu, but it's a mitzvah to maintain it, it's a mitzvah to have it there, it's a shtendig, it's a tamid mitzvah to have the whole time, the whole teretz falls away. Our whole teretz of the Torah Even to say that's not called Zman Groma, because even though it's potter by Laila, but because it's a one-off mitzvah, it's a pam achas, the suloi, therefore we said it's not called Zman Groma. That's only if you learn that the mitzvah is to build it. So once you've built it, it's finished. End of mitzvah. Then you can say that Laila doesn't minimize the mitzvah, because the same mitzvah comes back the next day. But if you're going to say that binyan beis hamikdash, it's a chiyuv tamidi, that even when it's built, even when it's standing, the mitzvah is to maintain it and to have it available, that's a mitzvah to me, this. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah like bris milah, it's more of a mitzvah like a tefillin and tzitzis. The kasha comes back. Where do we get this from, this idea that efshe binyan beis hamikdash might be a mitzvah to me? Very interesting. There's a very interesting machlokes, Rashba and Tosfos, in the beginning of Yevomos, in the sugya of Aseh Doi Chalos Aseh. In the sugya of Aseh Doi Chalos Aseh, Tosfos comes along with a very big yesoid. Everyone knows as a rule, Aseh Doi Chalos Aseh, that if it's Efshe Lekayim Shneim, if you could do both, then Aseh is not Doi Chalos Aseh. Tosfos comes along over there, and Tosfos is discussing about Sreifas Kodshim, burning Kodshim on Yom Tov. And Tosfos says, even though there's a mitzvah to burn Kodshim, which is Noisa, even though there's a mitzvah to burn it, but it's not doicha Yom Tov. Why not, says Tosfos? If you have a korban left over on Yom Tov, you don't burn it. Why not? Because efshe lekayim shneim. Why is it efshe lekayim shneim? Says Tosfos, because efshe lekayim mocho. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow without breaking the lav. Tosfos says, efshe lekayim mocho is called efshe lekayim shneim. So it's written in Tosfos. Comes again the Rashba, and the Rashba says, Azoi, really? Efshe lekayim mocho is called efshe lekayim shneim. Says the Rashba, I don't think so. Why? Says Rashba, I've got a very nice raya. The Gemara talking in that same sugya, that binyan beis hamikdash would have been doiche Shabbos. It would have been. But we have a posuk. So we learn from there that binyan beis hamikdash is not doiche Shabbos. But otherwise, the Gemara says min asvara, binyan beis hamikdash would be doiche Shabbos. Says the Rashba, why is it doiche Shabbos? Efshe lekayim lemocho. According to Tosfos, it says that efshe lekayim lemocho, if you could do it tomorrow, that's called efshe lekayim shneim. So what binyan beis hamikdash, how can the Gemara even have a tzad, even have a havamina, that binyan beis hamikdash is doicha Shabbos? Efshe lekayim lemocho. Says the Rashba, from here you see that we don't say efshe lekayim lemocho. Efshe lekayim shneim is only if you can become both now. If I could do one tomorrow, that's not called efshe lekayim shneim. Ad kan divrei harashba. Comes on the stipler. The stipler says beautiful. He says, what is machlokes Rashba and Tosfos? How is Tosfos going to answer the Rashba's question from Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Says the stipler, beautiful chab. Says the stipler, Tosfos look learned. Tosfos learned that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a constant mitzvah. It's a constant mitzvah every single day. Even when you got it built, it's still a mitzvah sheyehei bonu that it should be, to worry that it should be built. And Meila, Tosfos held that that's not called efshel lekayem lemocha. Why? Because the fact that I can do it tomorrow, but I've got a mitzvah tomorrow and today. There's a mitzvah the whole time. You can only say efshel lekayem lemocha on a one-off mitzvah. The Moshe Sreifas Kodshim is a one-off mitzvah. You do it once and that's it. On such a mitzvah, says Tosfos, you can say efshel lekayem lemocha. What difference if I do it today or do it tomorrow? That's called efshel lekayem shteim, if I can do it tomorrow. Or a mitzvah like Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is a mitzvah tamidi, I can't say I can do it tomorrow. I've got a mitzvah tomorrow and today. That's why Tosfos held that you can't call Binyan Beis HaMikdash efshel lekayem lemocha. What about the Rashba? The Rashba must hold, says the stipler, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a one-off mitzvah. Like we cleared before, the Rashba must hold that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah just to build it with them. And Memela, the Rashba said, efshel lekayem lemocha, you can do it tomorrow, what difference? And that's why the Rashba brought a proof that efshel lekayem lemocha is not considered efshel lekayem shteim. So the Chayra, the Machlokes, Tosfos and Rashba, in the end of Sugya of Aseh Deuchelos Aseh, is about whether mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a constant mitzvah, is it every single day a mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah one-off for Sugya? So it comes out, make our cheshbonos. According to the Rashba, that it's a one-off mitzvah, it's very good, the Rambam. It's very good that it's not called a mitzvah seish as mangroma, as we explained before, using the Torah Eben, that a one-off mitzvah, which is potter by night, is not considered a time-bound mitzvah. Or, but like Tosfos, that he holds that the mitzvah is a mitzvah tamidi, so according to Tosfos, it should come out that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah seish as mangroma. So you have to find a new answer. Come along the stipler, and the stipler says a different word. It's a very geshmaka word. And he's borrowing, really, the concept from a Tosfos Arid in Kiddushin. We mentioned before the sugya of Mila, and Tosfos Kasha by Mila, that why does the Gemara have to bring a posuk to be Mamayim Noshim? It's anyway as Man Groma. So the Tosfos Arid comes along on that sugya and he says, even though Mila, you can't do it by night, but the mitzvah to worry about it is there by night as well. What does that mean? That means as by Bris Mila, there's also two chalokim. Famous Yeshiva Shereid, there's a chelek of the Maisa Hamila, and there's a chelek of Lihayos Mohol. There's a mitzvah to needy to be Mohol. The biggest raya is, Gemara says, Dovda Melech, when he came to Beis HaMerchatz, he felt Orum B'li Mitzvahs, and he suddenly saw Bris Mila. So you see in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah to needy to be Mohol. Says to Yisrael, then a mitzvah to be Mohol, even though the mitzvah of Mila doesn't apply by night, or but the mitzvah Lihayos Mohol does apply at night. What does that mean? In a practical sense, what does that mean? That means to prepare things for the Bris Mila, the Moshul, whether if it's the father calling the moil, or lehochim to prepare the tzorchi amila, the water, and the, whatever it is, those things apply by night as well. Could be the Maisa Amila itself doesn't apply by night, or but the lihiyos mohul applies by night, and that the father can do by preparing the mitzvah. Says the stipler, he said the same by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, although the etzem binyan alein, although the actual building doesn't apply by night, but the mitzvah of lihiyos bonu applies by night as well. And what does that mean? Says the stipler, there's practical nafkiminas. That means you could bring the nedovas, weaving the ureos, making the adonim, all different things which are not actually involved in putting up the mishkan, putting up the Beis HaMikdash, that you could do by night as well, because that's all a chelik of the mitzvah of the lihiyos bonu. Oy bazoi. The Rambam is now Yushuv from all sides. Whichever pshat you hold, the Rambam's good. If the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan is the actual building of it, like the Rashba, and it's a one-off mitzvah, Pam Achas V'Suloi, so it's not called Zman Groma, as we explained, using Torah Evan. It's not called time-bound, because at night, it's just a pause. The next day, the same mitzvah comes back. That's if you hold that it's a one-off mitzvah. If you hold it's a mitzvah Tamidi, then you're anyway holding it's a mitzvah Lihiyos Bonu. If you hold the mitzvah with Leo's Bonui, then that applies even by night. Because even though you've got no mitzvah to put it out by night, or but the mitzvah to worry about it, the lidoig, to worry about the Binyan HaMishkan, that applies even by night as well. For the last few minutes, would focus on another teretz, which is b'meyuchad to do with the bias hashlishi. Shibonav meherov yamenu. So, in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, the Gemara there is discussing the takona Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made that sheyehe yom hanef kulei osa. Rabbi Zakkai made a takona that on the day of hanof asoima it should be completely osa to have chodosh because we're worried about meheiro ibona hamikdosh, and the Gemara's got a whole gezeira. People will forget what happened in the previous years. Not so relevant now what the Gemara is saying, but the Gemara there is discussing about binyan bayis hashlishi, and the Gemara there is talking about when it could possibly be built for this gezeira to come into effect. And the Gemara mentions over there Ifni Balayla. Gemara brings it sad that the binyan bayis hashlishi could be built at night. In fact, Rashi on the spot, Tosfos as well. What's going on? We have a klal, ain't boyne balayla. It's a famous rule. Says Rashi and Tosfos as Elbatar, it's that word. That bayis hashlishi is different. Why? Shani bayis hashlishi debidei shamayim. Bidei shamayim kedichsiv. Mikdash Hashem koinu yodecho, and because it's bidei shamayim, it's going to come down eish, therefore it's allowed by night as well. What's the pshat? Zog di minchas chinuch. Pshat in Tosfos azoy. Even though there's a halacha that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan by night, it doesn't mean that it's possible. If it's built, it's kosher. It's an issa to build it by night, like it's an issa to build it on Shabbos as well. It's an issa, or it's not a pasul. Says in Chas Chinuch Meila, Beis HaShlishi, for Shach Yisurim Klapei Shemaya. There's no Yisurim Klapei Shemaya. The Meila, once you take away the Issa element, what are you worried about? The Kashrus element? It's kosher anyway. Even if the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, had we built it at night, it would be kosher. It's just the Osa, but it's not possible. Meila, according to this, you can say a very simple answer on the Gansa Kasha. You can say Azai. And this is, even if the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is Osa to build at night, doesn't make it a mitzvah seish hazman groma. Because since it's kosher, if you do build it with the Eved by night, it's kosher, that shows that the Lailas is still Zaman HaMitzvah. It's just also to do it. You can't do it, but it's still Zaman HaMitzvah. I'll give you a dogma, Moshe Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't make Binyan Beis HaMikdash Zaman Groma. Like Shabbos doesn't make many mitzvahs Zaman Groma. You can't say Tzedakah is Zaman Groma. Why? Because of Shabbos I can't give Tzedakah. Shabbos doesn't make his mangrama. Why? Because the mitzvah is still there, nor there's an issa in doing it. The din lailo, the fact that we see from the binyan bayis hashlishi that the Gemara says that it could be built by night, shows that night is not a pasul. Doesn't make it possible. Night is just an issa. If it's an issa, it's just the same as Shabbos, it doesn't make it zaman grom.
Mila if you do by night?
Sorry?
Mila
if you do by night.
The reason is because of Shema Yefir, the person would be up at night and it would be a fire. They would be counting its speed and they would be.
The thing is, it because of Shema Yefir, it's answer to Shema Yefir, because it's summer, but it's possible by night. I think it's possible by night. Let's finish off with one final terrace. We have another minute. Some want to say that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah on the tzibur. It's not a mitzvah on people in particular. It's not a mitzvah on the person. It's a mitzvah on the ganze tzibur. Meila, if it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, you can say a chiddush. You could say the whole patur, the whole halacha of mitzvah seishas magroma is only. If it's a mitzvah on a yochid, then halacha is as follows. On a yochid who is a zocho is chayev, or by nekevus one chayev. Or but if it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, it's not a mitzvah on anyone in particular. Therefore, there's no din of mitzvah shazman groma to pater women, because there's no chiv on the women as person. The mechuyev not as person, but mechuyev as chelik of the tzibur. In fact, you can go as far as to say, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yotes, hopefully there should be nageya this year. Ein mevatlin tinoikis shel beis rabon b'shvil bin beis hamikdash. We don't stop children because of bin beis hamikdash. And everyone asks the kasha. Why do we need the Gemara to tell us that Im Avatim Tzol Shem Esrabon? They have no chiv anyway. The Taf have no chiv. So some want to say that even though children have no chiv, machmas person, or but maybe when it's a chiv chiv on tzibu, when it's a chiv on the tzibu, therefore everyone's a chiv, even children. They've got a chiv as well. No, there might be an onus because they're not ben das, but the chiv that still remains because there's no chiv individually on people. There's a chiv on everyone.
What about the rebels?
So it comes out as a sikkum, we have a few mahalchim to answer the Rambam. As you see at the Kesef Mishnah, that it was an exception because we have psukim, so even though it's a zman groma, but these cases are exception because we got psukim. Or you say, like the Tureven, that's not called a zman groma because it's only a one-off mitzvah, and by one-off mitzvah, by night doesn't make it zman groma. That only works if you hold that the mitzvah based on mikdash is a one-off mitzvah. If you hold the mitzvah bin based on mikdash is a mitzvah to midi, even to have it bonui, you have to say a different answer. You have to say that that mitzvah here in this bonui applies even by night as well. The mafkamin is gaba the hachonos. And the final two answers were that could be bin based on mikdash is not, even though it's also by lailo, but it's not possible if you do by lailo. And finally we said, because it's a dinner not sibul, therefore that's not, hasn't got the halachas of mitzvah of zmagra.
The ladies did the machanas.
Yeah.